So really now I would just like to introduce Professor Ellen Douglas-Coy, who's the Pro Vice Chancellor for Education and Students, and she's just going to officially sort of get the event started and welcome everyone who's here.
Okay, well I just wanted to say welcome to everyone from within Queen's to the library and to this event, but welcome also particularly to everyone from outside Queen's. Both the speakers and the people today who are running the event, but also people who've come along to be participants in it. Here at Queen's, we're very proud to bring you into our new library, of course, which for us has opened fairly recently and is a hub, I think, where of modernity and new technology, where learning is taking place, I think, very effectively. And so it's particularly appropriate that this event is taking place today in our new library. So we're pleased to be hosting this regional event for the newly renamed Media Enhanced Learning Special Interest Group. It's a long title, but it's obviously shorter. I'm not sure if it's shorter, but it was formerly known as the Podcasting for Pedagogic Learning SIG, which is perhaps harder to say. So I'm delighted that the group has chosen Queen's as its venue. That's very important to us out in the regional peripheries of the UK to have events hosted here. And as I said earlier, we're particularly pleased to host people from outside of Queen's, from other institutions in Northern Ireland, University of Ulster, Strathmillis, St Mary's, and from many other places way outside Northern Ireland. The SIG, for those of you who know very little about the context, began its activities in February 2008 and grew out of a higher education academy funded project run jointly by the universities of Chester and Hertfordshire. And the steering group now includes colleagues from Bath, Sheffield, Sheffield Hallam, Wolverhampton, Southampton, University of the Arts, Mid Cheshire College, and of course JISC. And I understand that from the programme today, you can see that representatives from many of those institutions are here today, and you're very welcome. At Queen's, I don't know how much we know about podcasting, how much we've been involved, but my notes tell me that we've had some association with podcasting. And certainly when I used to be Dean of Arts and Humanities, one of the areas that was always talking about it to me was the School of Music, and I see some representatives here today, so perhaps you really were doing it all along. But I also hear that nursing has been involved in podcasting here at our School of Education, so I hope there are representatives here today from those schools. What I do know is that as PVC for Education and Students, we're very conscious of the fact that we're talking a lot at the minute in Queen's about some of the transition from our students coming in from school, most of our traditional students coming in from school into university, and the new expectations they bring with them, and how those expectations are always changing. And of course, podcasting is something, I think, that is attempting to address some of those new expectations, the new context from which our students are coming. And we wouldn't be educationalists if we didn't keep up with understanding the context from which our students are coming. And if podcasting is related to that, then it's very important that we understand how to do it and what benefits it can actually bring for us. So today the event is going to be led by experts in higher education. And I'd particularly like to say thank you and welcome to Jethro Newton, who's sitting here beside me, who's chair of the renamed Media Enhanced Learning Special Interest Group. And thank you, Jethro, for organising this. And I understand your great enthusiasm and activity for doing things like this. And also to some of the key speakers today, to Professor Norman Jackson, who is our keynote speaker from the University of Surrey, who I think is renowned for having great interest in creativity in learning and the skills agenda, and this presumably forms part of that activity. We're also very pleased to welcome Derek Morrison, who's the Associate Head of E-Learning in the Higher Education Academy, and who is a very firm supporter of the Special Interest Group, and he's taking this opportunity to visit Queen's today. So to those key people and to all the others who are contributing in any way to the event today, and to the learners, of course, I say welcome, and I wish you a happy day podcasting. I'm unfortunately going to have to go and do other things which are not podcasting.
Okay, thanks
very much. Thank you all very much. Okay.